Where do you get your significance? Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. David and some 600 men hid from King Saul in an area where Nabal's men were shearing his huge flock of sheep. Rather than taking some of the animals, David sent 10 men to politely ask for a minimal amount of food and resources. But Nabal refused, insulted David, and then questioned his motives. Nabal showed no interest in sharing anything. When his wife Abigail learned this, she begged forgiveness for her foolish husband, and she gave generously to David. The Lord struck Nabal and he died. Then Abigail became David's wife. Like Nabal, many people make the mistake of hoarding instead of giving generously. They ignore the needs of others even when opportunities are presented by the Lord. In the world's economy, significance is gained through the possession of assets. But in God's economy, significance is gained through the sharing of assets that He provides. Years ago, I visited the largest church in Guatemala. The congregation consisted of lower-income families. I asked the pastor how they got the money to build such an incredible structure. He replied, "We derive our meaning and purpose in life from our relationship with Jesus Christ. We derive our significance on earth from sharing what He provides. And Jesus said it's more blessed to give than to receive. Our congregation wants to be significant. Sharing with others is God's way out of poverty of the soul." God gives all of us opportunities to share with others. Will we respond like Nabal or like Abigail? Now, if you've been helped by Crown or this radio station, I invite you to begin supporting us both. First, give to this station. Then consider joining Crown's Matching Challenge going on now through the end of the year. Every gift will be doubled in impact. Give today at crown.org. That's crown.org.